start with OTV.
Podcast One presents Off the Vine, Great Therapy. Caitlin Bristow is going to answer your questions, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
So, you guys ready to let the dogs out?
It's gone on enough.
I was like, how do I
get out of this?
You know when you like turn it down, like you fade out?
We don't have the technology for that.
I didn't think this through. I was like, oh yeah, I'll say, you guys ready to let the dogs out, and then play the song, and then I did not add it.
Intro.
But real question.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let those little dogs go? Gule. If anybody out there is listening right now, do yourself a fave, skis.
Big faves.
And go to YouTube.
No, SNL doesn't have a lot of YouTube material.
You know
somehow
what? If you know it, you're cool. If you don't, you're not.
You know what? Sorry about your bad luck. If you don't know what we're talking about. Gulape.
Okay.
Here we go.
So, swap rolls.
Yes. Swap skis.
It's the swap skis. Welcome to Grape Therapy.
Yes.
I'm Brie Cook, your host.
Wow.
Don't turn it off because Caitlin's still here and I'm interviewing her today.
And she's a better interviewer than me.
Don't say that.
Okay.
Well, I was on the radio professionally.
I delete it.
I was on the radio professionally for a decade. Then I had babies, went on maternity leave, and then just extended that for 3.5 years.
Took a knee. You know, in sports, when you like take a timeout, you take a knee.
Oh, okay.
You took a knee.
So I took an extended knee.
You took a few knees.
My kneecaps hurt a bit.
Carney jet.
What? Carney Jepsen?
Yes, that's what I was trying to get at. I was trying to rhyme a name with knee, and I'm like, knee.
I am Carney Jepsen.
I just pronounced the K in knee.
You can need to stop.
Neil Armstrong. I'm done.
Yes.
I'm done.
Did you hear me say, you can need to stop?
No. Did you hear my voice just crack? By the way, who did let those dogs out?
Who let those little dogs go?
Gule.
I like in a song when they go.
Wait. What part of that?
In between like the chorus and the verse. Like the transition to the next part.
What a sick transition. That Megan, Sean's sister, actually interviewed them, or they came in through her studio.
The Baja Men?
Mm-hmm. They came through her, they came through her studio and...
Wait, is she on the radio too?
No, she works for a production company. Oh. And they came through and she was like,
around?
Baja, apparently. And wait, who let the doggies
go?
Who let those little dogs go? Okay, but
this is the longest intro
ever, but it's worth it for you to hear this. Wait, oh,
skip ahead, skip these.
Here it comes. Wait for the panting. Wow.
There was like a little drum roll in there.
It's not even panting. It's like almost a beatbox. It's like.
You let the dogs out. Okay. So your session is starting.
Yes.
Welcome to Grape Therapy.
Oh, you know how to do it.
Well, I think I just reversed it. Welcome to Grape Therapy. Your session is now starting. We won't charge you for that dog stuff.
Unless you want to download it on iTunes. It's not, it's,
oh, here we go with the wine.
It's 99 cents. Worth it.
It's on sale. Here we go.
But can I tell you something?
Twist top is the only thing I do.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
While you pour the wine?
Obvi.
I'll
pour you first because you're my guest.
I'm starting with a confession and I don't mean to, but I have to.
Wait.
Oh.
You don't like wine anymore?
No.
That's okay, good.
My confession.
That's stupid.
Let's just start with confessions because I'm about to get into it. I have two.
Cross. I almost F-worded it.
It's okay. You can. We can bleep it out.
No.
Oh. You almost spilled your wine.
On the mic.
I'm like, what time is it? 5 minutes and 29 seconds. Bleep that out. My confession is that I spent 99 cents on Who Let the Dogs Out. And my part two of the confession is that I spent 69 cents on Kanye's Poop Diddy Scoop song. It's cheaper than Who Let the Dogs Out.
Well, that's embarrassing for Kanye.
Is it, or is it marketing?
But you bought it out of love because my son thinks that's a funny song. So we listened to it to just make fun of it. We're like, oh, yeah, Kanye says poop in a song.
Poopy dee scoop. Scoop dee dee whoop. Whoop dee scoop dee poop. Poop dee scoop dee scoop dee whoop. Whoopy dee scoop whoop poop. Poop dee dee whoop scoop. Poop.
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 Poop dee scoop
whoop poop shoop. Whoopity poopity scoop poop.
So we're like listening to it in front of us.
Anyone's gonna download that song.
We're listening to it in front of my son, and then he's like, "This is my jam." And now all he does is ask for the poopity scoop whoop song.
But let's be honest,
the beat's kind of fire. The beat is sick.
We use Seb to say we love the song. Because we're like,
that's the only reason.
But the beat, like you said, is fire.
Ooh, that's a controversial confession. Why is Nick texting me?
What, from the living room?
Is he through the window again?
Her
waving at us through the see-through fire.
Bree's gem of a husband just...
poopy de scoop. Oh. Scoop diddy whoop. Whoop de scoop dee poop. Poop de scoop dee.
Oh, he was correcting us on the lyrics.
Yeah, he's actually the expert when it comes to that. Okay.
No, I appreciate it.
Okay, so that's your confession. We're going to save my confession for later because actually it's an old confession.
Oh.
And we have to confess to somebody very important in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to call this person during the pod.
We are.
And we really hope this person answers because we
She will.
Oh, you said it's a she. I was trying to keep it. Keep it. Or he.
Or non-gender.
They. And we're just going to tell them something that's super embarrassing for me.
Us.
Mostly me.
Definitely more
And I
you.
Hope that they still talk to me. Okay. Also, we're going to talk about our biggest fights.
Plural.
That we've ever had.
Plural.
And they're so stoops.
So stoops.
We're going to talk about how we got past them.
Mm-hmm.
How we make our long distance best friendship work. Mm-hmm. Our LDBFs work.
Long distance
best friendship. Mm-hmm. Yep, work.
I had to sound that out.
And also, we've got funny stories.
Do we?
Do we ever? When don't we?
We always do.
Okay, but first we're going to start with, don't forget I'm the host. That's why taking over here.
Okay, I need to take a knee.
Yeah. We're going to
take a couple
of
knees.
Let's do a cheers skis.
Okay.
Cheers. You skis. Sit first because you're the guest.
Okay.
I'll let you. We're going to talk about, we're going to debut a new feature right now. And it's called, just wait for it. Someone's queuing something up here.
I got it. Even though I could probably just get my podcast producer to put in the sound effect, but
you
I
probably
do
could.
It myself.
Yeah, no, but you're an executive producer right now, so I'm just gonna keep talking until it's
almost here,
ready. Mm-hmm. And love your nails tapping on that iPhone screen. Very nice manicure. Ready? The new feature is called "What's in Your Purse." Oh. All that lead up.
Do you know why it just got cut out?
Oh, someone's calling us. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, cool zipper sounds.
Am I tooting? Or is that a zipper?
That's an aggressive zipper. What are you opening, 7,000 suitcases?
Now it just sounds like a chainsaw. I lost the first sound clip. Okay.
That was worth it. That was worth the wait. I still haven't taken a sip of my wine, so you take over, Zipskis.
Okay, so I'll... Here. Gosh. Okay, you know, here's the new
feature. What's in your purse?
There we go.
There it is.
There she is. A half of an anxiety pill.
Can I have that later?
Yes.
What else have I got? We'll split it.
Split
these. You have a half.
What is that? Oh, a Hilton hotel card.
I stole that.
I have funnier things than this. I have a mint. I have makeup. I have... Oh, here's fun. This
Here we go.
Funny.
Here we go.
Two broken cell phones.
Those are very Smashly Simpsons.
Yeah. Smashing Smashly pumpkins.
Smashly Simpson and Smashly Tisdale. Smashly Olson.
You are so good. You're on fire right now. I'm like, yeah.
You're like
broken. Home. That's a band.
Oh, I was like, that's sad. Broken home.
Look at, I have two broken cell phones.
And look at that. What is that? An iPhone 4? They look so puny now.
Puny.
What a great word.
Bune skis.
Okay, everything is skis and
eyelash glue.
Of course. It'd be weird if you didn't.
I've got a Tide pen, some tampons.
Don't mix those. That would really burn the old vag skis.
Some scratched up movement.
Sundies? Those look like movie star.
Some purple stuff and some Sunny D.
I want that Sunny D. I want that purple stuff.
Remember that commercial where the kids open up the...
Yeah.
We got some purple stuff.
Some apple juice, some purple stuff. And then the kids zoom
Sunny
in
D.
on Sunny D.
Why am I still keeping these?
Because only cool moms have that. Okay.
What's
we go
in your bag?
Should we go to my bag? You know what? We don't know where the non-smash phone is, so we don't have that.
It's going to be a lot different than mine, isn't it? Nice.
So I don't have a purse because I have two kids. And so I don't have a diaper bag. I swapped it for a Herschel backpack. Ooh. Because I had a diaper bag. I had a diaper bag with my first son.
Trendy.
And it was always hurting my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Backpack support all the way.
Hurts on both shoulders.
Yes, but it's better than just one.
It's called balance.
It's called I am a selfless mom. So here's just a makeup bag. Like, who cares?
Okay. Cute makeup bag, though.
My son's fruit box.
How old is the fruit in his fruit box?
Just cut it this morning. Oh, so it's fine. It's fine. Okay. I'll throw it out tonight.
Okay.
Because he don't like fruit. Or vegetables. Vegetables and fruits are in
he
there.
He seems to like anything.
You're talking about...
Vin.
The baby.
The baby.
Okay, so the three-year-old just, you saw him all day, he ate bread. Just bread.
He really likes carbs.
He's a very carby. I mean,
relatable.
Can you blame him?
Blame him.
David Blame him. Blame him. Here's a pad to change the...
Blaine Wade.
The Blaine Wade.
Blaine Wade.
Not Blaine Wade. Here's a pad to change the baby's diaper on.
Yeah.
Doesn't look washed. I'm going to drop it.
Okay. Little poopity scoop.
Here's a little
poopity scoop on there.
There's a little baby shoe.
Just one shoe.
There's the other.
Oh, there it is.
Here's some
wipes.
Poop wipes.
Poop to scoop to wipes.
Poop to scoop wipes.
Poop to scoop whoop. Wipes.
Diaper. Clean.
Oh.
I wouldn't carry your dirty diapers.
Really?
I would.
I wouldn't put it past you.
Yeah, you know what?
Crackers.
I knew it was a lie when it came out of my mouth. Rice crackers.
Mm-hmm.
Change of clothes for both kids because you just never know.
Wow, in a Ziploc.
Yeah, because
that's
a Starbucks napkin, a bib. I was looking for that actually.
Found it.
There's my wallet at the bottom.
Oh,
it's an okay wallet.
It's a great wallet.
Some antibacterial wipes, because you just never know when something's going to be dirty. Yet sticky. I never use them. Mm. I'm like, oh, whatever.
I just one right now.
Okay, thanks. Go ahead. Another change of clothes for the other kid. Do I know if it's the right size?
Nope.
Nope. Don't.
Do you care?
Nope.
Nope.
Is poop there bags is for there... not a dog for my babies. What? It looks like a doggy bag, but it's like you just never know if they're gonna have a stinker, you know, and you just don't want to put
so
a
you can
stinky
put the diaper.
I put the diaper in this bag as an emergency to not stink up someone's bathroom, because I'm thoughtful.
Your mom
but goes. also if they pee their pants or something, you stick it in that bag and take it home instead of having to put a wet bag. You know what? I have two kids, so I learned with the first.
Wow.
Oh, I just put that back in there. Okay.
And I then, just keep and wondering if there's an end.
A little granola ball.
Can I have that? I'm kind of hungry.
Those are actually really good, but I don't think you should eat on
I
this podcast.
I would never eat on this podcast.
And then especially I've got other
crunchy
pockets.
Banana
I've got a
granola.
I've got a Hot Wheels car. Oh. A hair elastic.
Wow.
A Biscoff.
Oh, I love those.
From WestJet.
I love those cookies. Also, will not
spoons.
Eat that.
Oh, more Hot Wheels.
Okay, you know what? We get it.
Keys.
We get it.
Wait.
There's eight pockets. We only have 10 more minutes.
Retainer case.
Oh.
Invisalign.
Nice. Nice.
And a lot of Advil, Tums, Tylenol.
Okay. So,
and
I guess.
This is very practical.
What we discovered today is that I would not survive the.
Apocalypse,
and you would.
And that was a pretty boring feature.
Well, not if you're a mom out there.
Factual.
I went to a winery with my girlfriend last summer, and we did a little Snapchat of what's in our purse, and it was highly entertaining.
I remember watching that.
Oh.
Before I quit Snapchat.
Touchy subject. Spencer Pratt just quit Snapchat.
No, he didn't.
Yes, and
why?
It's his life.
Why did he do that?
I'll tell you why.
He's taking over his life?
Because Snapchat keeps switching their formats.
I know they are screwing it up.
And he went from like getting like a decent amount of views to like ridiculous views, like
low
six figs.
Oh, no, he's lots. Having over him. Oh, he's okay. He's got more.
To then they switched it again so that maybe sometimes he did, sometimes he didn't, depending on the feature of the
day. I don't like the whole algorithm thing.
I don't like it.
Don't tell me what I want to see. I know what I want to see.
Yeah.
Like when I log into my social media, I want to see my favorite people first.
Mm-hmm.
Not somebody that I've never liked their photo.
I don't get it.
Never comment. And you're at the top.
I think Spencer's trying to prove a point. He's like, okay. You know, I think he's like, hey, Snapchat.
You know what? He did get them. He did get them to change some things.
He rocks their merch all the time. Like he's like,
yeah,
he got Snapchatter of the Year award at the Short Awards like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And
they're going to have to.
So I think he's just trying to, you know,
okay,
prove
so
a point.
Let's move on to Q&A.
Okay.
So we put it out on the Twitskies.
Twatland. What are you talking about?
Twatter.
Who's the guy from The Office? Dwayne.
Dwight.
Not really sure where I was going with that one.
Twite. Okay.
That didn't make
Let's
sense.
Let's open up the twite.
Yeah. What's going on in Twatterland?
Why did Nick text me again? He wrote, what's in that big ass purse, girl?
What you got in the bag? What in the world is in that bag? What you got in the bag?
It's just such a secret to men.
Let it be.
They should all.
Let it be.
Let it breathe.
Nice.
Whisper words of wisdom. Okay, I'm looking for you.
Okay.
Gatlin breast finger. Which is what I've always called
opposite
you.
Opposite of toe.
Okay, so here we go.
Okay.
Oh, switch roles, let Brie host. She's hilarious. Nicole Jelang, that is what we did. We took your idea and we ran with it.
We ran.
So thank you for that.
What up, Nikki?
Okay, so Sophie Burgess,
mm-hmm.
16, because
She's 16?
1 through 15 were taken. Probably.
Oh.
No, she's not 16. I didn't mean like comma 16. I meant like
her name. That's like
Sophia Barger's 16.
Like preparation A through G was a failure.
Preparation H does feel good.
Does feel good.
On the whole. If you don't get that, R.I.P. Mini-Me. Okay.
Read a book.
Watch a movie.
Watch a movie.
Hey, there you are. Do I know you? No,
watch a movie.
But there you are.
Do you know what I just did?
Let it
bomb. Your voicemail from 2001.
I'm Caitlin on my cellie phone. Can't take your call, so leave me alone. Leave a message. Let it bomb. I'm Caitlin
on my cellie phone. That was when we recorded that voicemail message for you. We had to get the CD player to play it properly.
Yeah.
Holding up your flip phone and then recording it perfectly. And then people would call you and it'd go.
I'm Caitlin.
I'm Caitlin on my cell phone. Can't take a message, so leave me alone.
Leave a message.
I f***ed it up.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It was pretty bang on.
It's pretty bang on for 15 years ago.
I remember that. And then I got...
people loved it, by the way. I love calling you.
But then I got into a dance thing, two different dance things. And the lady that ran it was like, you need to change your voicemail.
And I was
and said it needed to be more professional. And I was like,
let it bump.
Don't tell me that.
I was like, cool.
I quit your dance group. Okay. Yeah. Sophia Barger, 16.
Right, back to her.
What about the hard moments? Being friends for so long, you must have had some fights or tougher times. Mm-hmm. How did you get through them?
Especially since we started the friendship at like age of 7. So we went through like some really funny fights being like, you're stealing my best friend.
Okay, our first fight was like, hey, oh, my best friend like me most, not you.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's just like stupid. Okay, I do remember one thing that's funny that just triggered a memory.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Where me, you, and Lindsay took a dance class together.
We were in skating outfits. Were we waiting? What?
So we used to go.
Oh, and we had to go across
just
the floor.
For fun in Leduc.
Yeah.
And
I remember this.
How
old were we? Like,
I think I was in grade 4 or 3 and you were in grade 5.
Side note, in America, they say 4th grade. Nobody says grade 4.
Okay. Well, it's the same.
I know. But everyone calls me out. I'm just putting it out there. Mm. So, grade 4.
You know what? America, you don't always do things right.
Side note.
Ew. We do things differently across the world. Okay. Up here in Canada.
Up here.
So, we used to switch whose house we would get ready at. Remember? It would either be your house, my house, or Lindsay's house.
What?
You don't remember this?
No.
And we would go after school, and then we'd have to put on our bodysuit and tights. And then... You're going to die when I tell you this.
Gosh, I don't remember.
You told Lindsay and I, or me, Lindsay and me. You told Lindsay and me.
You told
Lindsay and me. You told me, Lindsay and me, that we should wear our tights
over
our bodysuit.
Wait, and I wasn't?
No, you did. No, you did too.
Oh, I was like, was this malicious or? No. What a trendsetter.
I was like, well, if Caitlin's doing it, I have to. And the three of us, not all close, just you and me fighting for Lindsay's friendship, would show up to this class of all these girls. And your mom was a dance teacher.
My mom was probably humiliated.
She was like the dance queen of Leduc. And... for some reason, you told us to put our doits over the bodysuit.
Yeah, because it probably looked super toit.
And we did.
There's
like the crotchal region that... you know when you wear the tights and it's got
some
like...
Some would say I'm a trendsetter.
Crotchal region?
Yeah, crotchal region. I know what you're talking about, like the little lining pad.
Yeah. We wore that on the outside.
Yeah.
Why?
Why don't I remember that is the real
and
question.
Then... Lindsay broke her arm.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then she stopped coming to class. And then you and I, it'd be like, go across the floor. Oh, and we'd look at each other and be like, well, I guess we'll go together. I do remember that.
And then that was kind of like the start of something.
Start of something special. More. It only took 10 more years. Wait, grade four. No, it took like 5 more years.
Yeah.
So then, okay, fast forward to high school. We become bestitos.
Yeah, BFFskis.
And then, which we talked about, I think, on the last podcast. Mm-hmm. And then...
That was like a year ago. That was when I first started the pod. So people...
Oh my God.
People don't forget.
I just had Vint. People don't forget. Oh, there's my mind. I'm like, where did it go?
Panic City.
cool laugh. And then... So we become best friends at age like 15 and 16. Mm-hmm. And then we have our first fight when I'm 16 and you're 17. So okay, when I was in grade 11 and you were in grade 12, we took cosmetology class together.
Miss Pakoda.
Miss Pakoda, Miss Witten. Mm-hmm. Shout out.
Shout out. Not to Miss Pakoda.
I'm sorry, but she doesn't listen to the pod.
Shout out to Mrs. Witten because she was sweet. Yeah. Miss Pakoda was a raging biatch.
She sent
me home one time because
your midriff showed.
Yes.
Yeah, you lifted your arm and your belly showed a tiny... Skis?
Wait, have we talked about this?
Well, it happened to all of us. She would make us put on the cloak of shame. Because we're in a hairdressing simulation. Wow. Where we would cut people's hair for $5. That's a big word.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a word. Well, simulation. For silbs.
That's big.
Okay. We're in a hairdressing scenario. Oh, 4 syllables again.
That's okay. I know that one.
Okay. So... we'd have to wear a hairdressing cloak if we would reach up to reach something and then a centimeter. Do you Americans know what a centimeter is? Okay, so like a quarter of an inch of your belly shows. You go, cloak.
Yeah.
Of shame.
The cloak of shame.
Yeah. Anyway.
I actually lived across the street from the high school, so she sent me home.
Yeah. She's like, go change. Yeah. And anyways. In our day, 2002, 2001, 2003, like that era, you didn't have long shirts. Long shirts were not happening. It was flare jeans and short shirts, but not crops, but just like very short.
Yeah, short.
Low-rise jeans, short shirts. Mm-hmm. And of course, we'd lift our arm up and our tum-tum skis would show. We were in shape then.
Sue us.
Okay. Enough about Mrs. Anyways. P. Where was I going?
We got in a fight.
You were in grade 12. I was in grade 11.
Okay.
And we were in cosmetology class together because grade 10, 11, 12 would take class together.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were at our hairdressing stations, probably doing mannequin perms.
Okay.
As we did.
As per usual.
All the time. Because I didn't get very many clients.
Did anyone?
Yes, yeah, some people
did. I had one regular. She was awesome.
Aw, you know, like gave her a little perm.
R.I.P. Mrs. Wilson.
No.
Yeah, she was awesome.
Oh,
she was like 90 when I was
oh my god so
16
cute.
So
okay, so as you do in a hair salon, you gossip.
Yeah.
Okay, especially in high school.
Especially.
So I was dating someone. Okay, we can't say his name.
No, let's make up a alias name.
Well, that's not dangerously close to his name. Alias.
Mouth it to me. Oh. I still don't remember why we fought over this, but
I know.
Obviously,
I know exactly why. Because
I remember him.
It was something to. It was a big deal in my life.
Okay, let's call him.
I was gonna say something so obvious.
You're gonna say shit.
Let's call him
Ainsley Michelle.
Okay, that's not obvious to
him.
County
it
of Leduc. Okay,
go on.
I need a sip, skews of wine. To get through this story.
Oh, is it that? Why don't I remember this? I mean, I kind of do. And now that you're bringing up cosmetology.
What?
Cosmetology.
Okay. So we're in cosmetology. I was talking to Angie and Lindsay and you.
Yeah.
About dating this guy, Ainsley.
Yeah.
Ainsley Michelle.
Yeah. Okay. It's all coming back to me.
And I said, the only thing that weirds me out about dating Ainsley.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't even a name back then. Okay.
Whatever.
Is that I have an uncle, Ainsley. And I said, it's just weird saying Ainsley when I'm talking to my boyfriend because I sometimes think of my uncle, Ainsley.
And I told on you?
So then he calls me. So this he is gets like invited.
Slowly coming back.
He gets invited. He's a grade older than me. So he's in grade 12 and I'm in grade 11, which made me pretty cool.
Yeah.
For the couple months we were together. Pretty cool. I'm dating an older guy.
Yeah.
So then he
went.
Shout
out Ryan Butter.
He went. I mean, Ryland Buttskis.
I mean, butt hair Ryland. Go on.
Ryland Margarine. Okay. So, Ainsley Michelle got invited to a grade 12 only party.
I remember. Wait, wait.
You remember the party.
Don't tell me. Don't look at me in the eyes right now. It was Freckles McGee.
No. You mean
Grimwald? Galita. These are dangerously close names.
I know we checked up, but no. It was a girls' party. Oh. Like a girls' house. So she had a party. It was grade 12 only, so obviously I wasn't invited. You were invited because you were a grade older than me. And then...
Which says a lot about...
I almost said his name. I went...
Oh. Which says a lot about how much I really must have liked you and Lindsay.
Well, I
deuce jar.
It.
Deuce jar.
Is that a thing now?
Yeah. I have to put a dollar in.
Okay.
Go on.
A uni? Or a dollar bill?
Oh, Nick took the toonies. A dollar bill. Okay.
Okay. So, let's just... This has been such a build up to our first
People are
fight.
Like, I'm not even listening anymore.
Yeah, they're like,
boy.
Okay. So, Ainsley... Ainsley Michelle asked me to pick him up from the party, and like a dumb grade 11 girl waiting for her boyfriend to call at a party I wasn't invited to. He's like, I'll be right there. Yeah.
You're like, I'm already here. I'm out front.
I'm like, I'll be right there.
Yeah.
And then he in the car, he's like, soup's drunk, kind of laughing at me for picking him up because, like, what a loser. That kind of still hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah. That touched something in me right now. Okay, so I go to drop him off at his house, and he's like, I want to break up. And I'm like, what?
Wait, he got you to pick him up and drive him home to break up with you?
Oh, he did worse than that.
Okay.
But that was part of it.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm like, why? What did I do? He goes, well, someone told me something you said about me. And I was like,
I?
No, don't be defensive yet.
No, I was going to say, I actually think I remember this.
Okay, wait, because I confronted you later.
Okay.
Okay, so I was like, what? And he goes, someone told me you don't like my name.
Oh my God, like, I remember this.
That is the stupidest thing. I never said I don't like your name. I just said, my uncle has the same name as you, and it's just weird saying it. Doesn't mean that I don't like your name.
I mean, I would... break up with someone.
Hold on.
That. Just kidding.
Hold on.
Go on.
And then I was like, this is an excuse. Like, that's for sure not the reason, but he just used that against
me. How self-aware.
Someone at this party just told me, and I knew it was a grade 12 only party. So it couldn't have been Angie or Lindsay because we're all in grade 11 and you were the only one in grade 12. So I went to cosmetology the next day. Remember those?
Kinda.
You were sitting at the dryers.
Oh my gosh, this is so weird.
And I walked over to you. I'm like, I need to talk to you. And you're like, you were kind of like scared because I came up
like
aggressive. Yeah, you hate it. Mm. And I was like,
and because I don't think I really did anything wrong.
Okay, did you tell him though? Wait, we haven't worked through it. I went up to you and I went, I know what you did, and you went, huh? What? And I was like, you told him that I don't like his name and he broke up with me. But I did.
I remember
I placed
this. Holy,
the blame on you.
I've
but
never
I know
thought of this since.
That's not the reason he broke up with me. But he used that as an excuse. Now as 31, almost 32 year old woman, I know this. But back in when I was 16, I was like, it's your fault.
Yeah. Do you forgive me?
No, I still think about it every day. I can't believe you did this to me.
What's
obviously I forgive you.
I but so funny because I actually even like I didn't remember till the second you just said, and then I
the dryers.
You yeah,
the dryers. I came up to you with the dryers, and you were like shaking.
It's all coming back.
back. It's all coming back to me now.
There were moments so cold and there was
moments of
heat.
Because the dryers. Weak. Okay. So, do you remember me confronting you?
I'm sorry I told him that you didn't like his name.
But did you say it like...
Do you think I remember?
She doesn't like your net.
Do you think I remember?
Did you just tell the story and he's like, I'm going to run with this?
Do you really think I remember?
Nope.
I don't even remember this fight, let alone telling him how I delivered it.
But then, we didn't talk for 2 months. You and
me. Wow. How did we...
And Angie, Lindsay, and I all ignored you. Like, the girls took my side and we iced you. That's mean.
That's so mean because I really don't think I would have done it maliciously.
No, but at the time it was like, my heart.
Yeah.
She did this. It's her fault.
And I was probably like, what do I do?
And then, in the summer... You got some cool braids.
Oh, my dreads?
Yeah.
Oh, and you liked it, eh?
Yeah. You got extensions. They were down your butt. And I was like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then I decided to get the Christina Aguilera where it was like dark underneath, blonde on top.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of looked at each other like we both were influenced by Christina. And we kind of looked at each other and we're like, hey.
We back?
We back. And we then back. We were like, that we went up to each other. We're like, that's stupid.
I
we're
like,
I love you. And we just got over it.
I remember you doing your splits in a dance class. And I remember looking at your long, luscious, beautiful hair with blonde chunks.
Chunks were
and
in.
And I remember looking at like Karen Rani and being like, her hair looks good, doesn't it? And she was like, it does. And I was like,
yeah. Mm. And then we were back. We were back. That's because like, we just had that bond.
That's like on The Hangover.
Which is your new favorite old movie.
My favorite old movie when they're like driving in Vegas. Yeah. And Brad, what's his name?
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper goes, we are back. Oh, no, or is it Alan? We are back. We are back.
We are. I feel like that's Jersey Shore.
No.
Nope.
We are back.
We are back.
Okay, you guys see my life on Instagram stories, Snap stories. You know things get crazy. And when things get crazy, I wind up eating junk food 3 meals a day. It's as fruits and vegetables don't even exist. The worst part, all that junk leaves me feeling gross. And then I get stressed, and then the cycle repeats itself, and I get zits, blah, blah, blah. That's why I love Daily Harvest. They deliver plant-based frozen eats right to my door so I don't even have to think about making a healthy choice. Daily Harvest delivers perfectly portioned cups of frozen organic fruits and vegetables directly to your door. Each cup stays fresh in your freezer and can be prepared in just one step. All you've got to do is add water or your favorite milk to the cup, blend and heat. I always do almond milk. With Daily Harvest, you can make an amazing meal or a snack filled with delicious whole ingredients in just 30 seconds. There's smoothies, harvest bowls. They make a great healthy lunch or afternoon snack. So go to daily-harvest.com and enter promo code VINE to get 3 items free in your first box. That's promo code VINE for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily-harvest.com. That's daily-harvest.com.
We'll be right back with more Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
Everybody look out. The Lady Gang podcast is hitting you up every Tuesday and Thursday on Podcast One. Join Becca Tobin, Jack Vanek, and Kelty Knight as they talk to amazing guests like Destiny's Child, Michelle Williams, and Bachelor Nation's Corinne Olympios. Then answer your burning questions with the Lady Gang quickies. Download the Lady Gang podcast at Podcast One and Apple Podcasts. And also remember to rate and review.
This is Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
And that was
There we go. Our first fight. Oh, wait, but we had a second fight. Can we talk about the second fight?
Of course.
Second fight was so Stoops.
Oh, boy. Well, so is the first.
First. Probably worse than the first. And again, it was my fault.
What?
But we haven't had a fight
okay.
since.
Okay.
What was it? No, we've only had 2 big fights in...
Where we stopped talking for like months. Okay.
And that's a long...
So the second fight, we were both living in Vancouver.
Oh.
I was just turning... Was I turning 20 or 21? No, 21.
Yeah.
So big year. Not in Canada, but I was like, oh, I'm legal in the States. I'd be illegal for 3 years in Canada, but whatever.
Wait. Let me just do this first and then...
What's going on?
Turn around, guys. We are back, baby. We are fucking back. Oh. We're back. Yeah. Classic. We are back. Yes, we are back. We are getting done.
Oh.
Dad, anyone know that?
Okay. Are, and you, anyways, me, and Nick are there, the three best friends. Okay.
There it is.
Okay. So, I was turning 21.
Yeah.
You came over to my house.
Mm-hmm.
And my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I got a fancy dress. And I went to my place of work,
mm-hmm,
which was a stupid Irish pub.
Sky Bar. Turned into Sky Bar at nighttime.
No, Sky Bar turned... It used to be Sky Bar, and then it was Kaylee's Irish Pub.
Irish Pub.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I worked there. I had a pretty terrible boyfriend.
Shitty boyfriend.
Yeah, pretty shit.
Pretty terrible.
And he made me feel terrible,
mm-hmm,
a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
I remember.
Oh, we know.
Yeah.
Find me in the club.
His we name know. Was... Just kidding.
His name was...
His address is... His handle is...
His name was...
Twat Gray Adam.
Monk. That's the wine.
His name was LG computer screen.
His name was Brick Wall.
Are you just looking at things in the room? Office?
And yep, saying them out loud.
Anyway, go on.
Okay, so I was already feeling insecure.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to this bar that I worked at, which is stupid.
I remember this.
Yeah, I can't even look at you. I'm ashamed.
I can't believe you're going to say this.
Well, someone asked about our fight.
Yeah. No, I love that you do.
So I want your 21-year-old listeners to hear the dumb fights and,
yeah,
know that how stupid they are.
Yeah, I agree. Kay?
So
You're telling this?
He yelled at me.
Yeah.
For I don't even know what. Something. I was always
probably
in trouble.
Looking hot.
Yeah. I was, mm-hmm, always in trouble. Okay. So he yelled at me. And then I went into the bathroom with you to cry.
Mm-hmm.
And I was complaining to you, and you were so overhearing me complain about this, mm-hmm, person. You're like, here we go again.
And I put,
like,
on lipstick.
You looked in the mirror and you put on lipstick, and I went, what? Are you trying to look hotter than me right now?
Actually, you said, are you trying to look hotter than me on my birthday?
Oh, yes. Oh my God, you do remember.
And I walked out.
You were like, oh, bye. Brie, f***ing shut up. And you just left. And I was like, you bitch.
I did. I was like, I'm out of here.
I know. That actually still stings.
Because
that was a stupid thing for me to say.
But how great of a human are you for admitting that?
But I needed you to be like, Brie, you're just saying that because you're lashing out at me. But do 21-year-olds say that? Oh, God,
and
no. We don't know
I didn't even know you were lashing out at me.
No, I was...
In my head, I was like...
This is the worst part.
Uh-oh. What?
And then you walked out, and then I was like, I have no one. And then I latched onto that guy.
Yeah.
Thinking he was the only... He wanted to alienate.
How long
friends.
Did we not talk for that?
That was a long one.
That was a long one.
That was like 4 or 5 months. Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
And then I moved to Kelowna for my radio job, and I was just so lonely at first. And then I was like, I really miss her. I miss my best friend.
Oh my gosh, I remember.
And then
this.
I went back to
and we
Le
talked
Duke.
About Beyonce, and you played us a Beyonce song for me on the radio.
Is that how it?
Yes.
No, I went to Le Duke, and I went to your mom's house because you were like, hey, are you in Le Duke? And I think you might have reached out to me. And I was like, thank God you reached out to me, because I don't know if we would still be friends because I'm so stubborn. And I remember
imagine.
That. I remember that night being like, I'm so glad you called me.
I cannot imagine not being best
I
friends
know.
With you.
I know.
I remember being in my apartment somewhere in Vancouver, and I remember talking to you, and I remember you saying, I'll play you a song. No, it was like a friendship song, like Beyonce, Irreplaceable.
No, but that's
no,
house.
Okay.
And it didn't go on that long because I know what year that was.
Anyways, it was something where you like gave me a couple shout outs on the radio where I was like, she loves me.
Okay. Again. So maybe we like Facebook chatted.
Yeah.
And then had a couple of moments, and then you were in Le Duke at the same time as me. And then you said, come over to my mom's house.
Yeah.
And then we just fell right back in love.
So I think the message we're trying to deliver is...
Don't be stupid.
You guys
don't
are
let
just
it go on
dumb
that long.
In your young 20s.
Yeah, you're dumb.
Because really, have we ever had a fight that...
No.
Ever.
Not since then. And we're inseparable from that moment.
We've had two big fights.
And they were Wait, how old are we? 32 and 33 almost. Yeah. And they were at age 16 and 21.
Yeah.
And wow. That was it. And they were the stupidest fights.
The stupidest.
So stoops.
And then I came into the world of social media and Nashville and people. And then I'm like, oh, I've like lost like 8 friendships since then. Because I'm like, wait.
Yeah, but those friendships are different.
Yeah.
I think what we've learned is quality over quantity. The older 100%. We get. Because I've let some friendships go that I regret in my life. And I've also let some friendships go that I'm like, thank goodness that's done.
No, that's a great point. I think your quality of life has a lot to do with who you surround yourself with.
Yeah. Honestly, you and my husband, Nick, and my kids are the most important people in my life. Like, you know this already.
Yeah.
I just said it when we cheersed off mic. I said, you guys are both my best friends. Like, my husband and you are my best friends. I can't live without either one of you, I mean.
And vice versa.
Yeah, I know.
Versa vice.
If you didn't say that, though, I'd be a little upset, Skaife. Okay, so...
Yeah, but we literally talk every day.
I know. Okay, so... okay, Shauna... Or Sophie had multiple points of a question, but okay. I think we really went off on her question, so let's go on.
Okay.
How to cure a wine hangover from drinking 4 bottles to yourself in one day and night? Listen, I'm 31 and my hangovers just get worse. My kids wake up earlier and earlier. I have no advice.
My advice is take 2 Advil before you go to sleep. Drink lots of water. When you wake up, drink a green tea and 2 more Advil and then have a greasy, high-risk, high-reward breakfast.
If you can sleep in, that's just the best thing.
Yeah.
And 4 bottles, I would die.
Yeah, by the way, who are
you? How are you alive?
Who are you and how do we hang out?
Okay, how do you keep long-distance BFF relationships going? I recently moved to Mexico, my breastie. Kara. That was
a breastie.
That was a typo. Is back in Indiana. Oh, that's far. We miss each other like crazy. Okay, so what we do is we use this app called Marco Polo every day.
Mm-hmm.
We video chat every day.
Like, I can't wait to get in the car on my way to go to a workout and be like, I'm going to Marco Polo Brie and be like, hey, I'm just, good morning.
Okay,
like,
so when you've been staying here the last couple nights, I'm like, oh, I miss Marco Poloing.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. When after lunch today and the boys went down for quiet time.
You wanted to Marco Polo me?
Yeah, I was downstairs in my guest room.
I thought about it too. I was like, I want to Marco Polo her, but I'm too tired. I had a little sleepy.
Because it's so nice that we can just actually hang out and talk. But like when you were in a different room than me, I wanted to Marco Polo you.
We use this app a rude amount of time a day.
Mm-hmm.
It's aggressive. Sometimes my kids have to tell me, are you talking? No. Anyone I talk to on Marco Polo, they're like, are you talking to Auntie Katie? Or we talk so much. And then Seb always has to press the stop button. Yeah. But he also tells me what. It's enough.
He'll be like, I don't want you to be on the phone anymore. And you go, okay.
And yeah. Then you're and done. I say, I'm done.
Yeah.
And
then you're done.
Oh, people are going to think I'm a bad mom for that.
Okay. Are you kidding me? This is called the way of the world with social media. Okay, and
I need my mom time. I mean, my best
adult
friend
time.
Yeah. So I'm with my kids literally 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Okay. Biggest fight you ever had? We already did that.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're doing a great job.
Love
hosting,
the fights.
By the way.
Oh, yeah.
I know. But that's all we've got.
How do you maintain your friendship? We did that. Oh, I mean, bar escapades. More stories of your bar escapades would be amazing. Oh,
wait, we did have a story.
Okay.
This is our last one.
Okay,
look,
Claire,
we're already at 50 minutes, 5-0.
Cool 30-minute podcast.
Yeah.
Claire Oss.
Minisode / Nat.
Okay. Bar escapades. So we went out for dinner tonight. I just moved to Calgary.
Mm-hmm. Alberta.
And we went out to
Canada.
Canada. We went out to this Mexican restaurant for dinner tonight. And then on the way home, Lil Jon came on the radio.
Yeah. And flashbacks started happening.
Is it Usher? Yeah. I think it's Usher. Yeah. Featuring Lil Jon and someone else.
It's,
oh my God.
Lil Jon, Usher, and
somebody else. Okay. You look it up.
Like double D's.
That's Lil Jon. Okay, first of all, I had a flashback so hard in the car. You're sitting in the back between my two sons in their car seats. You have to like squeeze into the middle seat. And I'm having this flashback of us when we're 18. Luda. Oh, yeah. Luda. Doi. Oh, he's the one who does double D's.
Doi.
Yeah. Doi.
Doi.
Like double D's. Luda.
Okay. So I had this flashback of you in the club. We had the worst style.
Best
we,
at the time.
At the time, it was the best. I was like, oh, great outfit. Mm-hmm. Great capri pants.
Great tube top. Great
capri pants.
Matching tube top
belt.
Skirt.
Match
with
the
wraparound heels that go
skirt.
Up to your knee.
Yes. Mm. Match the earrings to the belt.
Frosty
to the skirt.
Pink, frosty pink lip gloss and
oh,
eyeshadow.
Our, no, it wasn't even chunks. Pink. It was frosty white. Like we call it
powdered donuts.
Lip gloss. Okay. It was from Shoppers Drug Mart. Mm.
It wet and wild.
Wet and wild. The whitest, frostiest yeah. color. Okay, that will come back around though. Like it Kylie Jenner one day is going to wear that and then everyone's going to do it.
It's going to be in her new lip kit.
I didn't think.
And it's going to be called think, White Powdered Donut. And we're going to be like, you bitch, you listen to Off the Vine.
I didn't think little sunglasses would come back and they did.
No, they're still not in.
They're not, but Kourtney Kardashian.
I don't
them
care.
Somehow.
I hate them.
Okay, again, we hate them.
Okay, guys, there is a new active deodorant for women made by Secret. It's called Secret Active. It's activated by activity, so it's designed to work when you are moving around a lot. That could be fitness, but it doesn't have to be. Most of us are actually moving around during the day at some point to do something. Secret Active is designed with long-lasting scents, which provides a constant reassurance that it is working. Secret Active uses sweat-activated technology. It has odor-neutralizing molecules to trap odor, lock it away, and then replace it with a fragrance. It smells nice. It works all day long, so you won't be reapplying deodorant every time your heart rate goes up. If you are active, you need a product like Secret Active.
Okay, so Lil Jon comes on, and I'm having this flashback of you. Of you wide-legged in the club, like... In, second position.
Yeah, I think you
plie.
Mean to say in duck club.
Second position plie.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he goes, when I guess it's Luda.
Milk a cow.
Milk a cow. And then you actually did like the, like you're doing the udders.
Yeah. But like also, you know, in like CrossFit when they have the two ropes and they go.
Okay, it's like the ropes, yeah. But udders.
The battle ropes.
And you're doing your plies. And
hey, this butt doesn't happen overnight.
And then what else? What else is in that song? Double D's.
Double D's.
And then you would do like...
Ludacris
like
filling cups like double D's.
You'd tap your little A's. And then you would like go out with your hands like double D's. And you sold it.
Yeah.
What else is in that song?
Bend over to the front. Oh,
and
touch
then,
your toes.
Oh, yeah. You would bend over to the front, touch your toes, but you'd like wiggle... And touch your toes and then snap back.
Oh, the bend and snap.
And then, what did I just say? Oh,
by the way, Bree's doing
suit.
All of these.
Oh, yeah, I'm standing up. Birthday suit, you would go from the bottom and pretend to like rip off all your clothes.
What?
Birthday suit.
Birthday
and then
suit?
When you go at the end, you go, a freak in the bed. You would whip your head around, freak in the bed. And then you just go right back into,
yeah. Yeah.
And I was always like, oh my God, she's such a good dancer.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. When you were reenacting it, I was like, man, I was confident.
I can't be around her.
I was
and
confident.
And then a couple years later, confident. We need a refill. A brie-fill.
If you will. A brie-fill if you will. Anyways.
You are a terrible guest.
just a terrible host.
No. I'm an okay host.
Oh, I thought you were being facetious when you said terrible guest.
Facetious.
My mom.
Oh, no, that
me.
Word.
Really?
My mom says that too.
It means sarcastic.
I know, but I was like, can you just say sarcastic?
Nope, because I sound smarter.
Or she goes, I'm just joshing you. I'm like, who's Josh?
I'm just... No, I'm trying to think. What's the guy's name that I used to love on TV? Movies. Josh... Hartnett. Just Josh Hartnett.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah.
That's what my husband... looks like. People would tell him, you look like Josh Hartnett.
Oh, yeah,
that's his celebrity.
That.
That's a celebrity.
That's why I'm so wildly attracted to your husband. I'm just kidding.
I remember when Pearl Harbor came out, my cousin saw it before me. And she goes, so it was Ben Affleck and Josh Hartnett and Kate hot Kate. Yeah. What's her name?
Beckinsale.
Beckinsale. Okay. So hot she goes, I saw Pearl Harbor. I'm not going to tell you who dies, but it's the hot one between Josh Hartnett and Ben Affleck. I'm like, you idiot. Now I know Josh Hartnett
really
dies.
Really sorry for anyone out there who has not yet watched Pearl Harbor.
From 2001. Okay, so we're done with Lil Jon.
Okay.
No, wait. I thought I was going to say a couple years later when Drop It Like It's Hot. Drop
It Like It's Hot. Oh, when the pimps in the crib, ma. Drop It Like It's Hot. Pop
that
it like
was also
hot.
When I like didn't want to be on the dance floor with you. I'm like, uh-oh. Drop It. Oh, because you would just kill it on the DF with Drop It Like It's Hot.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And, move your body, girl.
Make that body move. Move your body, girl. Make the fellas go. Oh!
Those are our club songs. Between the years of 2003 to 2006. Okay, so
move your body.
One more story I want to tell. Can I tell one more?
Of course.
Is it going on too long?
You know what?
Minisode my bum.
Minisode my peen.
Minisode my vulva.
Minisode? Nope.
Bitskies. Minisode my uvula.
Minisode my clitoris.
Okay.
Now I'm embarrassed.
We all have one. I mean,
some are bigger than others.
50% of us have one. We should all know where our clitoris is. Okay, moving along. Caitlin and I touched on something on our first podcast where I think we talked about sleeping in your car.
Oh, yeah.
So sometimes we were really good at getting rides home and other times we weren't. So this is last time we talked about when we weren't good at getting a ride home and we would sleep in your car.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we were really good at just calling people to pick us up. Like people
and
that were friends.
Why do people always want to?
Because they loved us.
We were great.
I mean, they loved you. They were like, no. Can I go with her?
And I was like, nah, I'm too drunk.
Nah, you can drop me off.
No, I, sometimes, no.
I went really British.
I went like this. Sometimes I think about doing
cocaine,
and then I'm like, I better not.
Better not.
Sometimes I want to do heroin, and I'm like, better not.
Better not. Better not. We're bad.
Anyway.
Okay, so we invited this guy to the club to pick us up.
The club.
Just to drop us off, and he drove a minivan, but he was only 18 or 19 years old. Did not have a family.
No.
And picked us up in his minivan, and he had the kind of minivan where he took the seats out of the back.
So basically, and it should have said free candy on the outside.
But it was the kind that had windows.
Yeah, it had windows too.
Okay, so he had a front seat, but we were both like, no. If my bestie can't sit in a seat, neither will I.
And we had lay in each other's arms.
I cuddle in the back. In our small noodly arms, we hold each other in the back. So we're like, not only do we convince this guy to pick us up from the club.
The club.
We convince him to go to the McDonald's drive-thru. Oh.
And get the McCaitlin and the McBree.
Okay. So we would, no. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Mm. We would get them to get us McCaitlin's and McBree's, but the worst part comes next.
Wait. Can we tell people what the McCaitlin and the McBree is?
Yeah. Obby.
Two. No, say it. Say it. So people know what we know.
Two double cheeseburger
meals
with fries inside
the McChicken.
Yeah.
What?
No, not McChicken.
Oh.
Cheeseburger with McChicken sauce
and sweet and sour
sauce.
And you put the fries
in on top of the patty inside the burger.
And then dip skis it in the sweet and sour skis.
Yes. Okay. Yes. That's in a nutshell. In a burger bun. That's what it is.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
People are going to be like, we used to say, so we progressively used to, drunk through we the used podcast. To say,
we'd be like, no pickles, no onions.
Wait, I know. Okay, wait. Don't even, you can just, you know what I'm thinking through my eye contact right now on three. One, two, three.
Just smell like,
just smell like onions. I didn't know, but I know. Now I know.
Now you do.
Took me okay. Back. So this guy goes to the drive-thru with us.
We called them FWF. Nobody's going to... Yeah, we're not going to tell you what it stood for because it's mean. But we're calling him FWF because that's his name.
Yep. Okay, so he pays for the McDonald's. Not only does he pick us up, he puts us on the back seat like he's a taxi driver.
And pay for McDonald's.
The back no seat.
No, and drove us from Edmonton to Leduc, which is like half an hour drive.
Okay, here's where it gets good.
Well, that's not it.
Oh, God. He also orders. And
fish filet.
No.
What? I'm scared.
It's just rude.
What?
So he gets the bag and tosses it to the back so that we can go through it and get our stuff. What? And he's driving out of the drive-thru. And
what?
He ordered two McChickens. And I had you one. And me one. And we know it's his. And we look at each other and we go, let's eat it. And we eat.
I remember that.
We eat his McDonald's first. Before our meals. Before our McGalen's and McBree's. We eat it. And we like just stuff it down. And then he's just pulling out of the drive-thru and he's like, okay, where's my McChickens? And we're like, what? What McChickens?
You ordered McChickens? Yeah. And he was like, yeah. And we're like,
they didn't put it in the bag. Oh my God, they forgot it. And then he's like, oh no. He's like, I paid for that. And we're like, they didn't put it in there.
Screw you, FWF.
We're like, but we really need to get home.
You know what we really said? You know what I really like about that song? Oh.
The intro?
Is when it goes, it's like the timing's really good. Who let the dogs out? Who? And then they do a little like half break, like a stall. Who let the dogs out? Who? Who let the dogs out?
Yeah. It's oh, good. Yeah. A little pause.
Yeah.
But what is mongrel?
Pause.
Oh.
Like dog pause.
What's a mongrel? Mongrel.
Shana Paul. Somi Gosalin. What else you got in your notes?
Anyway, so FWF. We're sorry we owe you two McChickens.
We definitely. We should actually find out where he is today and send him a McDonald's gift card.
Yeah, we probably should, but we won't.
Because I don't even know his name.
Okay, so that. We have one more thing.
What?
That we teased up pretty hard at the beginning. Oh. We have to get through.
It's probably all people are tuning in for.
The confession.
He's on my confession.
Bennett. That was the soundtrack to my 2004. You got me that CD for my birthday.
Probably.
And
did it burn it for you?
No, it was the actual In the Case Usher CD. That's love. I burnt that out in my 1997 Cavalier.
Mm.
Let's call her.
Me with Ice Cube. Okay, what was our confession? I thought my confession... My confession was...
Yeah, you're supposed to let the dogs out. What's my confession?
My confession is also that...
Can you just...
What are you doing with your boob skis?
Oh, it's my undies. I am wearing.
You pulled that right up to your boob.
Because I am wearing underwear that are hanging on by a thread. Okay. These are my, I'm away from Sean and I'm on my period panties.
Oh, well, that's pretty high up there. Oh, I haven't had a period since August 2016.
This is what I'm working with. That's like, that's like on Step Brothers when he comes up to the, Derek comes up to the treehouse and he pulls up his shirt and he goes, I haven't had a carb since 2004. This is what I'm working with. And it's like greasy.
I'm attracted to that guy.
Derek?
Adam Scott.
Oh, wow, I'm Derek.
Not in that movie.
And I can sing high like Derek.
But he's also in. He's also in Big Little Lies.
Oh yeah,
and like not The Office. Parks and Rec.
Yeah, Parks and Rec. I like him.
He's hot. Okay, let's call her. She better answer.
She will. My.
Oh, you almost said it. I mean, at this point, let's just say it. It's your mom.
It's my mom. We got to call her to confess.
Okay.
This is the biggest confession. She's gonna die. By the way. Do we tell her we're on the podcast or do we just say we're together?
Let's just say we're together because I want her genuine reaction.
She's already watched my Instagram stories 8 times. She knows we're she knows we're podcasting.
We can say it's done. So we just have to confess something. The podcast's over. Oh, hi. Uh-oh. She knows because we've got the headphones on.
Are you podcasting?
No.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oopsies. We didn't think that through.
You two little goofballs, were you going to try and trick me into saying something?
No, we have something to tell you.
Actually, we have a confession for you.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Give me the phone.
Yeah.
Lester.
Yes, Gray.
Put it up to the mic.
Okay. Lester.
Yes, Gray.
So, okay, you're really close to my face. Don't look at my adult acne. I'm having a breakout.
It's fine.
As long as it's not a breakdown, but we're here for you.
Oh, gosh, no, but I'm worried about you, actually.
Because of my hair?
No, we're worried about 10 years ago, you.
We're like 15. Okay, so this is my confession. So one day, Katie and I talked about this on our first podcast together. We came home. We didn't know how we got home.
Side note.
And we're sleeping on your blue couch in the living room in the little Duke condo.
Oh, this was a long time ago.
Yeah. And the water was running in the bathroom.
When we woke up in the morning.
And when we woke up in the morning, we didn't know how the water was on.
Mom was house sitting a place in Vancouver. We got very drunk and we woke up in the morning with
the water running
and we didn't know what happened.
So okay. I wasn't home.
No,
you weren't.
But then
home.
You came home.
But we slept on this tiny couch together, like feet to feet.
Okay. So we slept on the couch together, feet to feet. And in the morning we woke up.
And the water was running.
The water was running.
Okay. And then we realized that maybe my lower half was a little wet.
Maybe Bree had a little accident.
Maybe I had a little.
On the couch?
Oh,
okay, wait, it gets worse.
On the little pee skis on the couch skis.
Yep, a little bit.
And I knew it was me because I was very wet and Katie was just like tiny bit wet. And the water was running. So that went in my dream.
Okay, but here's the story.
Here's the thing.
Running, so that's what made you go to the bathroom.
I was drunk. We're thinking that's what happened. Like the water was running, we didn't think we peed our pants.
I was wet.
So, anyways, you came home and you were laying on the couch. Bree and I were out. We came home and we walked in the front door, and you were laying on the couch, and we walked in, and you must have been cooking something. And we said, "It smells in here," and you said, "Yeah, like pee, right?"
No.
Yes. Your head was laying right there on the pee.
I was right there on the pee.
Yeah. Like like in the pee, and you and we walked in smelling like food and said, "It smells funny in here," and you sat up and said, "Yeah, like pee, right?" And then we were like, "Oh my god." We're like,
"No."
And we're like, "No, not like pee at all.
No, that didn't happen."
I had no clue.
Well, duh. That's why we're telling you now.
That's why we told you 15 years later.
Did you guys at least turn the cushion over or something?
I honestly, Lester, I can't promise you anything.
I might have Febrezed it.
We might have, like, put a paper towel and tried to soak it up, yeah. But I don't know what exactly we did.
Yeah.
But I did. I do know that I definitely peed on you.
We do know that we're sorry.
But you don't have that blue couch anymore.
You know I should toast and forgive your sin.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You listen to the pod.
And Lester, I know you got rid of that couch years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, I did. I forget who I gave it to, but let's hope they're not listening.
They don't need to know. You know what? It's a memory pee.
Yeah, it's a memory stain.
Memory pee.
Oh, make a song out of it. So do you forgive us?
I don't have a choice.
No,
I forgive you. I forgive you. I'm just glad the couch is gone.
And that we're okay.
That you're okay. But you girls, you did some things.
Yeah. We know.
Love you.
Love you.
See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. You know, I'm sorry about your blue corduroy couch.
She handled that so much better because she was on the pod and she knows people listen. She's like, I'm a not regular mom, I'm a cool mom.
So what's the 411?
You guys keep me so young. Imagine, we peed on your couch. You guys keep me so young.
What? Okay, so podcast done. Let's end it with a joke.
Okay.
I only know a couple jokes.
Okay, I got one for you. Knock, knock.
It's open.
Door is open.
That's not how you do it. You say,
I stole it from you.
Yeah, I know you did.
What do I do? Knock, knock.
No, you say, oh, I know a joke.
Oh,
tell
I know.
Me a knock, knock joke.
Tell me a knock, knock joke.
And then I go,
oh.
Okay. Knock, knock.
That door's open.
You stole that one?
I did, and I used it on another
podcast. Because you steal all my jokes.
Your jokes. The session.
Oh, that's my cue. Oh,
okay.
You stole my joke. The session is ended.
Keep on rocking in the free world.
And do 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 do
do do.
Who let the dogs out?
Who? Hey, I have a question. I have a joke. Who let the dogs out?
I don't know who.
For listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on podcast1.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?